This is the Seedbed Daily Text. People who say such things know 1% is enough. Exodus 14, 10 to 14. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Consider this. Today's text unfolds the worst-case possible doomsday scenario. The newly freed Israelite former slaves stare down the barrel of the most powerful army in the world. Red Sea on one side, Pharaoh's army on the other. These are the moments that expose our deepest dispositions. Will we find fear or faith? Two people can face the very same reality and have diabolically opposite responses. We see it here on full display. The Israelites asked three questions and made a declaration. Moses offered three responses and made a proclamation. Note how they intertwine and correspond as follows. Question one. Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? Response number one. Do not be afraid. Question number two. What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Response number two. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. Question three. Didn't we say to you in Egypt, "Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians"? Response number three. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Declaration of fear. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Proclamation of faith. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Fear is a given. The question is faith. Here's the interesting calculus of faith. Think of a spectrum of 0 to 100%. What part of the spectrum will be taken up by fear? In this case, the Israelites were at 100% fear on the spectrum. There was no room for faith in their response. Moses, however, spoke to them of the power of God. Moses knew all he needed was a movement of 1% to win the day. If he could push their fear back from 100% to 99%, it would leave room for a 1% faith response. Moses knew 1% was all he needed. So did Jesus. "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Matthew 17:20. The issue is not the size of one's faith, but the strength of their God. It's why when we want to see faith rise up, we don't try to talk people into having more faith. Nor are we likely to be successful in trying to talk them out of their fear. We win when we witness to them about the nature, character, and power of God. 1% is all it takes. In another sense, Moses was the 1%. A sidebar word to you preachers and pastors in the house from one of your biggest fans, aka me. Don't spend the focus of your preaching trying to talk people out of their fear. They can't help it. Nor should you focus on trying to get them to increase their faith. It won't work. The calling of the preacher is to proclaim to the people in the greatest and most gloriously exquisite detail the nature, character, and power of their God. To preach means to participate with the Word of God and the Spirit of God in such a way that God reveals Himself to the people through the power of Word and Spirit. Faith does not come from our motivational efforts. Faith is the gift of God, and it comes by hearing a steady diet of this kind of preaching. You already knew that. Just a friendly reminder. And never forget, 1% is enough. And speaking of sidebars, it's time we talked. If you go to the email and click on the link, I'd love to know about you. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." People who say such things. The prayer. Father, I want to be a person who says such things. I confess how I can put the emphasis on my faith or lack thereof and miss the point of who my faith is in. I don't want to have faith in faith, but in Almighty God. Help me grow true, real, rich, and deep faith, even a mustard seed-sized faith. I would rather have 1% of the real thing than 99% of anything else. Come, Holy Spirit, and train me to be such a person of faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question, do you tend to be a person who thinks they don't have enough faith? How does this 1% principle impact you? Am I making sense here? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.